Thank you for holding. Is this Tilden?
This is.
Hi, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, thank you.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your business aside from just the cost?
No.
No, I'm assuming you've done a search on Google once or twice yourself then?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've seen the guys that are up there, Dennett Construction, KITA, Kita Excavating, and there was Digging, but I don't know about that one anymore. But have you heard of those two?
I have.
Okay. So we have one listing that became available for this service area within our company as a Google partner. Once we fill the spot, we close out the category. So we can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So we did see you were doing Home Advisor currently. Tara filled me in on that. You're doing like pay per lead?
Yeah, it's
pretty expensive.
Ended up shutting that off because, I'm starting to wonder if it's actually people that need work done because I've called them. Almost every one of them.
Yeah,
and they've
yeah.
all said that they didn't need work like that done.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? I've actually been talking to a few people about that this morning. You're like the second or third call for this area today. And they've all used Home Advisor, and they're all telling me the same thing. Like, the leads aren't turning into business. I know the Federal Trade Commission's actually been investigating them throughout the year. It's kind of been an ongoing thing since 2014. Basically, what they do is they put themselves on Google. Like, if you go underneath the three where we're talking about listing you a couple spots, and then you'll see there's a Home Advisor and an Angie's List, which is funny because Angie.com is owned by Home Advisor. They're owned by the same parent company. So basically, they get leads from Google, and then they resell them on that platform. They sell them to you for more than what they got them for, obviously, and then it goes to like three or four other people. So you're getting charged for every lead, even if it doesn't convert into a job. So what my customers have found, especially the ones who have used that in the past, is it's a lot better to have yourself listed independently on the first page of Google and let the people call you directly as a live call. You're not limited on the amount of leads that you can get, and the leads aren't saturated and sold to everybody else, you know. And then you're catching them as they're calling you in real time. So they're already doing the search for an excavating contractor. They see your top recommended, see your reviews, and then they call you directly. So, I mean, it's pretty much a done deal at that point, unless you decide that it's not worthwhile, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So obviously you could see the value in having people contact you directly and not having to pay per lead, right?
Definitely.
Okay. As far as cost, you are eligible for a new in business credit. It would actually make a huge difference. Do you get texting on this phone number?
Text? Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to send you the pricing page so that you could see it as we go over it. If you could click on that link there. And then once it pulls up, it'll say, like, take control of your online presence. Is that what you're looking at now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you scroll down, I don't want to sound like a broken record. I know Tara went over, like, getting you found online, which obviously that's going to generate more leads for you. We do monitor reviews to help you get as close to a 5-star rating as possible. And then we track your success. So there's a tracking system where you can actually see every, like, new client that we brought to the table. Every call that you get, even if you don't answer it, it'll be saved in a tracking system pipeline. So it'll still have, like, their number and what they were looking for, and you can call them back. But it goes over some of our proven success, our process of setting accounts up, our Google partnership. Obviously, that's really important. We're a premier Google partner. You shouldn't do Google advertising with anybody else unless you're doing it with Google directly. obviously we're one of the highest rated Google partners in the industry. That's why we have premier status. But if you scroll down, you'll start to see some packages and pricing structures. There are premier SEO packages. I don't think those are ideal for you right now. That might be something that you upgrade to later. Like, let's say you wanted to cover more than a 50-mile radius, then I would definitely recommend doing this with, like, Google Ads. But if you scroll down, you'll see, like, Platinum SEO packages, Local Bundle plus Facebook Ads. You see those ones? There's, like, an Essential Pro and a Platinum.
Yeah.
Okay. So what my ref has asked me to do is to apply a new in business credit towards a Platinum package bundle. Basically what that means is that you would get the Platinum package and all of its contents for the essential pricing structure of $299. It's a 50% price reduction on the monthly cost. So you're getting the lowest possible rate, but one of our best packages, if not the best package. And then also what I'd be able to do is waive your setup fee for you. So you won't have to pay the $299 setup fee that goes towards like your client interview, the website optimization, the cleanup of your name, address, and phone number, or the campaign research and creation. So, you know, $898 value normally, right? You're getting it for $299 out the door, and then each month moving forward, as long as you choose to voluntarily come back, right, because it's no contract, you would keep that pricing structure. So it'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us.
Oh, okay.
Breaks down about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. And then like I mentioned earlier, like you're not limited on the amount of leads that you can receive, but you're also not limited on the platforms in which you can get those leads from. In that Platinum package, obviously you have the Google Places placement. That's the money maker. That's where like 9 out of 10 of your calls are going to come from, because that's just what everybody uses. But you're also on the first page of the Bing search results. You have Facebook advertising, and then we complete your online business profile. So basically, you wouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing because of our popular directory submission. So you'd be on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, just to name a few. And we're hosting all of those on your behalf, right? So our goal really is to try to generate as many job opportunities for your company as possible to make you profitable. And then obviously, you know, if you're making money, then we'll make money. You'll keep coming back and using it, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's really our business strategy. We also provide the review monitoring, like I mentioned. We also have an optimized landing page for you, which is a .com website. Very important tool to have. You know, we'll build a portfolio of work that you've done in the past, like before and after shots, have that on the website, host the website, and have the website attached to Google, Bing, and all the directories that we submit you to. And then, like I said, there's a tracking system, and you have the Amazon Alexa voice search results, your top five option on there as well. So, I mean, if I could approve that package for you at $299 on a month-to-month basis, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works.
I definitely could. So, as of right now, because I'm so new, I don't really have any before and after pictures and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I also don't have a website either.
Well, the website's included. Yeah, that's what I was saying. The optimized landing page is the website, so we'll get you a domain. It's all included in the package, and we'll develop the site. If you don't have photos right now, what we'll do is we'll use some generic photos that fall within your industry that we have copyright permissions on to use. And then obviously as your new jobs come in, we'll get new photos from you. You'll have my direct number and extension, and I'm texting over to you now. And then there's also an email address. You could send those photos over as the jobs come in. So that way we develop that portfolio with actual content from actual jobs that you've done.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a job tomorrow. So
okay.
I'll be able to get some photos.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, I mean, it usually takes us about 3 to 5 days to get the site up and running. So, I mean, realistically, if we started it today, you know, we wouldn't have a completed site with photos until probably Thursday, Friday this week.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, any time that you get those, you could always send those in.
Yeah, I definitely think it would be a good idea for me. I definitely think it'd improve my business a lot.
Yeah, everybody uses Google, so it's a good thing to have. I mean, when you're coming into 2023, you should definitely have a site and at least be showing up as a top option in front of people who are already looking for your help in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to create your online profile. It's called a Google Business page. Have you ever heard of that before?
I have.
Okay. When I create it, they're going to submit a PIN verification letter to you. It says that you've requested a PIN verification letter before, but it was never completed.
Huh.
Do you know what that is? A PIN verification is like a little postcard that Google sends you in the mail. It'll have your business name on it, it'll say Google on it, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back. Is that ringing a bell?
No, I haven't gotten one of those.
Okay. I'll resubmit it. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive in the mail. But we do need that 5-digit number on the back of the card before we can post you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, and then they verify that you're actually out there. So, Sure.
How did you guys find me?
So Google actually decides who qualifies. They create a qualified candidates list. It could be from a variety of different factors. It could be like length of time in business, any reviews that you've had, online background screenings that you passed so that they know you're legitimate. Google has access to pretty much anything you submit online for your business because most directories are on Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically when a spot opens up, they pull the data on who provides that service and if they're in that area, and then they will go and look into them a little deeper and see, you know, you don't have any bad reviews or criminal stuff that are just like obvious online. And then if you pass the initial screening, then they'll send you over to our call center where my reps like Tara will also screen you before you actually end up talking to me about the spot.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, yeah, I guess the only review I do have online is 5-star, so I guess that's in a way good for me.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anything bad or, like, obviously bad on there, then, you know, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah.
They'll catch that stuff way before it gets to us. So I don't really fret too much on the people that I talk to. I know for sure they've gone through at least two different types of screening before I talk to them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the business street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
I'd rather a P.O. box.
Well, the post office is already PIN verified with Google as a business, so people can get turn-by-turn directions to it. So Google won't register the P.O. box as a business address. However, if you do business from home and you don't want your address displayed, I can hide it for you.
Yeah.
So that way they don't see
it. Yeah, currently I use one of my rooms in my home as my office and space for my business, but yeah, I don't want my home address being advertised.
Okay. Yeah, I can hide it. It'll still say like city, state, and zip, and there will be that red dot on the map, but it's so vague that they can't actually get the specific like street address or turn-by-turn directions to you.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but I do have to still send. No, I totally understand. I'm pro Second Amendment, and I got 2 children myself. I do have 2 companies also. Only one of them's PIN verified through my house, though, because of the rules. The other one's PIN verified through my father-in-law's property. But I hide both of those addresses. You know, I don't want people showing up. We go to them anyway. So, but
yeah,
we do have to send that PIN. It's mandatory, and you only have to do it one time for as long as you own the business.
Okay.
So. Everything else will be...
Well, can they send it to a P.O. box? Because I rarely ever actually receive mail to my house. Most delivery drivers always get it wrong.
Yeah, they can't they can't do it with a P.O. box. They have to send it to an actual, like, street address. But it's FedEx Express shipped, so they'll be able to verify the address via maps before they actually go out there. We'll make sure you get it. And then we have like an ETA on it. So we correspond with you via text message around the time that it's arriving.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes
sense. You get tracking details on it too. Yeah, and then once you're done with it, like once we have the five-digit number, you could throw it away or, you know, get rid of it. But another benefit to us doing a name, address, and phone number cleanup, I'm not charging you the setup fee for that, but we still do it, is that all your online listings will get updated with the hidden address. So if it is out there on any other platforms, we'll actually comb the internet, anything that's even a directory on Google, and we'll hide that for you. So that way it's not being displayed.
Oh, okay.
Because your home advisor listing, when I look up Innovative Rock, it has a 565 East Williams Avenue on there.
Okay, yeah, that's my home address, and I told them to not display that. I'm going to have to fucking cancel that because they're pissing me off.
Yeah, all I had to do is look up your business name and phone number, actually, and then that home advisor listing came up with the address right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if you can do anything with that home advisor program, you'll actually do great with first page placement on Google because, you know, all their leads are just resold pretty much. Like they put themselves on Google, get the lead, and then they sell it.
Okay.
But it goes to like 3 or 4.
I've got like probably 10 leads sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them I've called within the first couple minutes and talked with them about the lead that was sent to me, and every one of them said no, I'm looking for that type of work done.
So, and then they charge you the lead fees for all 10 of those, though, too, right? What were they charging you per lead, if you don't mind me asking?
They were charging me about $10.
Oh, that's not bad. 10 leads, 10, but, I mean, that goes by in like a week, though, huh? Like two a day. Yeah. So $100 a week, you're spending about $400 a month. I mean, this is $299, but you're not limited on the leads, and we got more than one platform to get you leads, and they're exclusive. They're not going to four or five other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's all they do. They just take the leads from their Google listing, and then they resell it, and they charge you right when they send it. So it's like even if you don't get the job, you get charged the $10 or the lead fee. With this, you don't. You know, it's $2.99. No matter how many jobs you get, your bill is the same.
Oh, okay.
So we get you 100 leads. You're not paying, you know, $1,000 for it. It's just stays $2.99.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm gonna create the Google Business Profile. Is the 565 East Williams Avenue accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hide the address so it still just says Hildell. It'll have the state in there, Utah, and then 84784. And then on the first page of Google for Innovative Rock, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, this is the only phone that I have. I'm planning on getting a business
phone line,
so I can kind of keep it a little bit separate from a lot of personal things, but as of right now, my personal number would be the one.
Okay. If you go to your text messages, you'll see that you have my direct number and extension. So, like, I'll be the account lead, and then there's going to be an account management team helping me with, like, fulfillment and building your site and everything. But if you get another phone number and you want to make a change to the account and you want it done quickly, you can always call me directly, and we could swap that out for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that you should have that, and then you could save that to your device. And then you spell your first name T-I-L-L-D-O-N?
No, T-I-L-D-E-N.
Okay. Let me update this. My rep spelled it wrong. And what's your last name?
Barlow. B as in Bravo. A-R-L-O-W.
Okay. Tilden Barlow. And what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied. And then I'll also send over the invoice receipt so that way you could use it as a write-off later, the business expense.
Okay. I use my personal email right now.
Okay. We won't have it displayed. It's just for us to message you. Yeah. Like there is a Contact Us profile on your website where they could fill it out and it'll automatically email to you, but they won't actually see the email address in there.
Okay. Okay, so my personal email is going to be tilden2150@icloud.com.
Okay, so let me just repeat this back to you. It's Tilden, T-I-L-D-E-N, then 2150@icloud.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business displayed?
8 to 5.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday? Yes. Sorry, I cut you off. Okay. And what about Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday is 10 through 5.
10 to 5? And then Sunday, you want to go, like, closed or by appointment only?
Yeah.
Closed? All right. Let me update. Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can accept cash and check currently.
Okay. No card yet?
Working on setting up card, but like I was saying, I need to get a little bit more money coming through the door.
Yeah, we gotcha. We'll bring the clients to you, and then obviously, if you get a card reader like a Square, or if you do a PayPal business account, same thing as like I was telling you earlier with your phone number, you could just call in to myself, or there's a 24/7 customer service department at the same number without the extension, and we could swap it out and make those changes to your site and the business profile.
Okay.
And then we'll update all the listings with the correct information too, so that's always good. And then, okay, I did also send you an email address, photos@localsplash.com. That was for you to send in the photos from the job that you're working on currently, whenever you get it completed. And then there will be a client interview. A client interview usually takes about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete it. This is where they go over like all the services that you offer. We give you 15 different keyword terms or services you could be listed for at a time. So like excavation, excavating contractor, that would only be two of them. We give you 15 different ones. So they're going to want to interview you on that. We'll have recommendations, but you have final say on like what you're listed for. We want to make sure that we're recommending the keywords that get the most traffic and calls. So they'll also go over like a service area with you. And they'll also ask you some questions about the website and how you want that to look so that way we're representing Innovative Rock properly. So, like I said, usually about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's your schedule look like today?
Today it's pretty busy, actually. I've got a lot to do.
Okay. I have like a 3 to 4 today, or we could do any time tomorrow from like 8 to 4 and 5 would be the latest.
It's a call, correct?
Yeah, it's a phone call. And they're going to ask you mostly general knowledge information about your business. We're not going to ask you to do anything fancy on the computer or anything like that. So it wouldn't be anything that you don't know off the top of your head already.
Okay, so yeah, tomorrow I've got my job, but I can get on the phone while I'm operating. Yeah, I could do 8 a.m. through 9 p.m. or 9 a.m. tomorrow, if that would work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually going to send you a calendar invitation right now to your iCloud. So I think that'll come straight through to your phone. And then what I'll do is I'll set it up to send you a automated text message reminder like 1 hour prior to the appointment. So if anything pops up or changes with your schedule, just let me know. I could always reschedule the client interview, but I want to try to get it done as soon as possible so we can get the website built. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, okay, did you get that calendar invitation to the Tilden2150 at iCloud? It should say client interview, local splash. I'll have like your phone number and name there.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Perfect. All right, and then the last thing we got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Tilden, how did you want to do that?
I
that's another thing I actually won't have the money until tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Do you think you'd be able to have it before your client interview? Because we can't, they won't do the client interview unless the account is active. And what I could do to take it off the board so that way my reps aren't calling out into the area in the meantime, I could do what's called like a post date, where like I'll gather the information, but I'll set it up to process tomorrow before the client interview.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
That'll work?
Cause yeah, I got people that owe me money. I just...
gotta collect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always the awkward part about doing business when you gotta go tell somebody it's time to pay you when you're already working or have already finished the work.
Yeah.
And,
well, like, that's another thing too is I require a half down before I even start.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, I said with my business, I require half down before I even start.
Oh, split payment. Yeah. Yeah, I have all my guys do that. It's really smart. So that way, if they try to back out or anything, they paid for all the supplies. You don't want to be taking money out of your own pocket in order to fix their property.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go and pay for everything to get there and get started and then have them back out.
Yeah. Do you usually do first, middle, last payments, or do you just do half up front and half at the end?
Because I do a much smaller job, mm-hmm. I do half up front, half upon completion.
Okay. That's pretty standard. I have a lot of guys that do it that way. It's always a good way to go. I recommend it like half the time. I tell them, get the money up front so that way you're not losing money if they decide to change their mind or their wife yells at them or something.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I just, when I get into doing bigger jobs, mm-hmm. I will do increments like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as of now, I'm doing jobs that only take me a couple days.
Okay. Well, as long as you're pretty sure that it's going to clear, I'll take it off the board and we can secure it and then I'll have it set to process tomorrow. What time do you think would be best to set it up to process?
I will do my interview a little later.
Yeah, I could push the interview out.
Process around 10.
Yeah, let me do that now. Okay, so you want it to process around 10?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we could do what, client interview? You want to go like in the afternoon, like 4 and 5?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay, I'm going to resend the client interview invitation to you right now with the updated time.
Oh, okay.
All right, and then let me go back. All right, and then how did you want to secure the first month's payment for your post date tomorrow?
By card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
So Visa.
Visa, okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. So it's Tilden Barlow. Is there any middle initial on the card?
I have my middle name as well.
Okay. What's your middle name, Tilden?
Colin.
Colin?
C-O-L-L.
Oh, Colin. C-O-L-L-I-N-S?
C.
Oh, C. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you said Collins, and then I was like, maybe your parents got fancy with it because it's Tilden. All right, so Tilden, Collins, Barlow, and then the billing address is the same as the business street address? That's getting PIN verified? Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 4758.
4758.
1810.
1810.
0568.
0568.
5073.
72. 72, okay. And what's the expiration date, month, and year?
01/27.
Okay, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
408.
You said 408, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So just to, as an added form of protection for you, because we're doing this post-date and I put you on a discounted pricing structure, I'm going to take it off the board right now. So that way, you know, nobody's calling out or offering the position to another competing company in the area. But then I'm also going to walk you through a voice verification. It's just going to outline the discounted pricing structure that is going to be set to process tomorrow at 10 a.m. You know, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
Just say, hey, John, what is that? You know, I can rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Innovative Rock LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Philbin Bartle, title within the company, owner and manager.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And it says, in hiring our company Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. We know what you're already doing, but it's just saying, like, after tomorrow, once you sign up, let us know before you add anything else online so I can make sure that they're not, like, charging you for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. That make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It's paid out 1 month at a time. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow, November 1st of 2022 at 10 a.m. Mountain Time in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com website for you at no additional cost. And I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the first day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to use our services. Now, it does state in the fine print you may discontinue or cancel at any time because you're not binded to a contract. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
I do.
All right. So when your payment clears tomorrow, you're going to get a notification. It'll say, like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll also have a username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. There's also, like, a 7-minute YouTube video that comes with that login credentials. That way, you know, it kind of shows you how to use your tracking system. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, obviously I'm your account lead and there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So we're basically going to walk you through everything until we see that you got the hang of it, and then we'll back off and let you do your thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, assuming everything goes correctly tomorrow, I want to, ahead of time, you know, thank you for signing up. Welcome you aboard to the Local Splash team. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way or prior to the transaction tomorrow, just feel free to call in, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I hear those roosters crowing in the background, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow to knock out the payment and then obviously get your client interview rolling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely, Tilden. Looking forward to working with you. This is going to be a great decision. Watch. You're going to end up canceling HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, well, I'm already getting it, so.
Well, you won't worry about replacing it or where the work's going to come from. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll take care of that. You have a great rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.